from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last year, say what you will about the Steelers' crappy quarterbacks, and what you'll say about Diontae Johnson, and what I'll say about him is I think the guy is a very average number two wide receiver. Okay. I think he's a very average run-of-the-mill wide receiver too. The guy has big-time flaws and weaknesses that keep him from being an elite wide receiver in the NFL. He drops the ball too much. He runs backwards. He did have that long touchdown against Baltimore, but the guy went an entire year without scoring a touchdown. I mean, he's not a great wide receiver. He's an average wide receiver too. The Steelers don't have anything close to that on the roster right now. Diontae Johnson is miles better, way better than Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin, Scotty Miller, Quez Watkins. Just, it's not really even a discussion or debate. And I do think Johnson helped George Pickens some last year. Go look at the numbers when Johnson was out and see what Pickens did. How are defenses going to game plan the Steelers if the number two option in the passing game is a running back out of the backfield or a tight end? I still think that they're going to probably give George a lot of attention, and it's going to make his job that much harder. So, hey, there's a lot of great receivers that are able to put up numbers with double teams. Look at Antonio Brown while he was here. I don't think George is at that point yet. So get him Ayuk, and then it's a pick your poison offense, and then you're really cooking with something. And then at that point, it really is on the quarterbacks, because there would be no excuse for Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or both at that point if you get a guy like this. And so that's John Lynch saying he's hopeful a deal gets done. Hopeful. I thought they only had one more thing to iron out. So that does make, that actually makes me hope that it's not a done deal, fait accompli there. 412-928-9370. Warren Sharp is one of the best follows on X for football. He's got over 300,000 followers. He sends out viral tweets on the Steelers all the time. And we'll get his analysis on the Steelers season coming up later this hour. Kabali later this hour, too. 412-928-9370. Here is Brendan on the fan. Hello, Brendan.
How we doing, Pony?
Hey, man.
Congrats on your daughter, man.
Thank you. She just turned one last month. We're having a great
That's
time.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, I think this deal right here, it needs to be done. It's a must. Just like you were saying about the game plan, and can Pickens be the main guy for 17 games and plus some if we get there? Because like we said, we got the Island of Misfit Toys for the receivers after him. I don't trust Calvin Austin. I don't trust Van Jefferson, but I would trust Brandon Ayuk. So, I mean, I really think it should be a done deal, and it needs to be a must for us to have any – way of thinking. We're getting to the playoffs and further than that. Appreciate it, man.
You bet, man. And that's why we've spent a lot of time on it. But I think the issue is not everybody, clearly not everybody agrees with me or what Brendan just said. Because we've had calls today of people like, it doesn't make a difference if they get Brandon Ayuk. They're still screwed. They're still not that good of a team. They're still coached by Mike Tomlin, or they're still dealing with quarterback issues that are unfixed and haven't been figured out. Like, whether or not they get a wide, why pay a wide receiver almost $30 million a year when your quarterback is still an unsolved mystery? 412-928-9370. That is the other side of it, and maybe that's how you feel. Here is, I think this is the right guy. This is Malzi's favorite caller to the show, Adrian in Pittsburgh. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, what's going on? He should continue to play golf, by the way. He does better there.
He actually did great at Oakmont. You might be onto something there, Adrian. Maybe that could be a late career turn for Chris.
Yeah, please turn. As the Malzi turns, that should be the new soap opera. So, Pony, you give good opinions, but then you're missing. You live in this fantasy football world, dude.
And, okay. And football then educate me, Adrian. Let's get the real talk then.
Because you bring up Brandon Ayuk's numbers when he's literally the fourth threat to a defense schematically.
Okay.
He's going to be open all game. Okay. First of all, George Kittle is the number one option in the passing game in San Francisco, and you still got to deal with McCaffrey. Brandon Ayuk is going to put up numbers. Van Jefferson is better than what you people think. The guy made big plays during their Super Bowl run with the Rams. Had 8 touchdowns in a season. All about the system. Every last host on this station talks down on George Pickens. And he's clearly a top 3 wide receiver in the league. If he played on San Francisco, hold on. He was in San Francisco, Brandon Ayuk's position, because they're not going to move Debo because he plays a role in that offense. If that was George Pickens, he would have 1,700 yards and like 14 touchdowns. The guy is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're about to see that with a real NFL offense. Thank God Canada's gone. George Pickens is a legit number one wide receiver. I agree with you on Deontay Johnson. He runs backwards and he drops the ball at the worst time. Van Jefferson can be that and go forward. Van Jefferson is a good ball player. Now, the rest of them, I just big question marks. I agree with that. We definitely need Ayuk. And if we got to send Pat Freiermuth away, so be it. We need Brandon. We'll find a tight end. It's harder to find a big play wide receiver like Brandon Ayuk and George Pickens on the outside than it is to find a Pat Freiermuth who's been overrated his whole career in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Pony.
Who are the two wide receivers that you would rank ahead of Pickens in the NFL? Now I'm curious.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
Who's clearly right now the best receiver in the league. Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Is the other one. I think Justin Jefferson is another product of a great offensive system. They throw the ball a ton.
So you would rank Pickens ahead of Jefferson?
I would put 3A, 3B. Those are the top 4 guys, and CeeDee Lamb. Those are your top 5 wide receivers in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk is not better than George Pickens, people. Every last one of you hosts that are negative on this show, on this station, always say George Pickens ain't this, ain't that.
Do you think Pickens is better than Davante Adams?
At this point.
Okay.
That's close.
All right.
I like Adams too.
Okay, let me just ask you to clear up one thing on Jefferson, Adrian. In Arthur Smith's offense last year, so he not in a different system, he was in Smith's system. He played 12 games, he caught 12 balls.
No quarterback.
Okay.
No quarterback. Even Drake, even Kyle Pitts didn't even catch the ball. One of the most highly talented
I have not talked to you about this. So you are actually bullish on the Steelers quarterbacks this year?
No, I love them. Wilson is a champion. The Steelers are going to the AFC Championship game to play Kansas
with or
City.
Without with or without Ayuk?
With or without Ayuk, this defense is going to be unbelievable with Patrick Queen
so
in the middle.
So if they get Ayuk, would you pick them to win that game?
Yes.
Would you pick them to win the Super Bowl with Ayuk?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thank you, Adrian. Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. You are allowed to respond to that if you'd like. George Pickens, the third best wide receiver in the NFL. I'm laughing. Adrian's a hoot. He's a character, but I mean, I think the guy might have that much talent, but dude, you gotta do it. You have to do it. Jefferson was catching balls last year from Josh Dobbs. You want to talk about system? He was catching the ball from Josh Dobbs last year. Anyways, how badly do the Steelers need Ayuk? We've had a flurry of people in the last 24 hours that have said he's not worth it. He's not worth all this talk. It's a waste of time. Just call the 49ers and say the deal is off. It ain't worth it anymore. He's not that good. He won't impact the team that much. Is that how you feel? 412-928-9370. Warren Sharp later this hour. Mark Cabali too. Right now, headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Everything that you hear out there is stuff that is being positioned by someone. Usually, if you can figure out who that someone is, then you can figure out what their intentions are. It seems to me that Brandon Ayuk wants everything, and he's not in a position to get it. He wants to be a free agent, and he isn't one yet. The only team that it makes sense to do that is a team that is Brandon Ayuk away from winning a championship right now. So I ask you, is New England that? Certainly not.
Whoa.
Is Cleveland that? Maybe, which is why that made sense to me. Is Pittsburgh that? That's a really interesting question. Because while I remain a Justin Fields fan, I have to acknowledge at some point the doubt creeps in. The Steelers may have replaced one bad quarterback with two bad
quarterbacks.
So maybe what has happened here, the best thing that could happen there is would be if they go out and trade for him. It would be very un-Steeler-like, but that feels like the one situation that remains. I don't think he's going to get traded. I think if he was going to get traded, it would have happened already.
But John Lynch's comments today on San Francisco radio did not make 49ers fans feel warm and fuzzy thoughts about Ayuk returning there. He's using words like hopeful and arduous and frustrating when talking about Ayuk resigning. That was Mike Greenberg on McAfee show. Speaking of McAfee, in a half hour, Mark Cabali is going to be here to talk about a bunch of Steeler stuff and his new ventures. They might have replaced bad quarterbacks with two bad quarterbacks. Mike Greenberg. Well, we're going to see Russell Wilson for the first time. I am open-minded on both guys, on Wilson and Fields. I want to believe that Wilson can find the guy he was in Seattle at the end of his career, but that's probably the last time we saw great Russell Wilson was 4 years ago. I think he was good his last year in Seattle. I won't go any further than that. He was average last year in Denver when he got benched, and he was terrible the year before that. Fields 2 years ago, I thought, was just a defensive coordinator's nightmare because of how great of a runner he was. But there are flaws in him as a passer. If you try to make him more of a traditional quarterback, that's not going to work. So you got to go all in on him. And I think if you do that, same way I feel about Lamar Jackson, honestly. And Jackson, I think, is better than Fields. I'll admit that. But I don't think that the Ravens are winning a Super Bowl with Jackson, so I can't feel like the Steelers would win a Super Bowl with Fields. But I do think if you committed to using him as a runner, he could present major problems for defenses, and he has one elite skill. That's his running ability. At this point in his career, I don't think that Russell Wilson has any elite skills left. He did throw 26 touchdowns to 8 interceptions last year, though. And that is significantly better than what the Steelers got from their 3 quarterbacks. So he absolutely clears that very low bar. But I don't think just getting better quarterback play than what they got from Pickett, Trubisky, and Rudolph last year is going to be enough in the AFC this year. Unless there are massive quarterback injuries and there's more Aaron Rodgers injuries and things like that that make teams... Burrow gets hurt for the year again. I mean, Burrow and Rodgers went down and were lost for the season last year. And the Steelers were the very last team in the playoffs. If those guys stay healthy, the Steelers aren't finishing 7th. They're finishing more like 9th. Hate to say it. Let's get more of your thoughts in here. Love talking to you today. Mulsey's off. He's golfing. And Donnie hosted the midday show. Warren Sharp, very smart football guy on the Steelers in about 10 minutes. Here's Maddie in Newcastle. Hello, Maddie.
Hey, Pony. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, when it comes to Ayuk, me personally, on my respective viewpoint, I'm impartial to whether if we get him or not. I mean, it'd be a great addition. But if Arthur Smith is smart, he would utilize the run game to hopefully set up the options and weapons we have in our wide receiver room presently. What I'd like to see happen is we're kind of thin in the corner position. You know, if Porter goes down or Jackson goes down, we're kind of in bad shape, dude. I'd like to see a trade.
What kind of shape are we in if George Pickens gets hurt?
Like I said, if you can set up, you know, Jalen and Najee correctly, you know, have Najee be in there as a first down back for sure. Maybe switch it in and alternate it between the second and third down. You got to use the run game to set up the pass. I've kind of always been that old school mentality.
That's fine, but what if nobody respects your pass game, so they load up to stop the run?
That shouldn't matter. I mean, if everyone's going to load the box, you can only hope that your weapons can get open. And Van Jefferson, I think Adrian did point out that Van Jefferson did have a good run in the playoffs. Let's hope that he can be that player for us.
Well, but by that logic, hold on a second, though. By that logic, good. Fans here should be clamoring for Juju. Because if we're going to give Van Jefferson credit for what he did in 2021 with the Rams in the playoffs, then we should put even more credence in what a guy did more recently to win a Super Bowl with the team.
If the price is right.
The price is nothing. It's the veteran minimum because New England has to pay his salary. It's the same thing with Russell Wilson.
I agree. But if the price is right, if I was Khan, I would sit down with Juju. I wouldn't be opposed to that. He'd be an improvement.
Got it, man. I appreciate you. Keep listening. Wish you the best. Here's Brendan in Bethel Park. Hello, Brendan.
Hey, Ponies. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about the Ayuk situation from a deal perspective.
So yeah, sure.
If you recall, Rappaport, he came out and said, the framework's in place. All the Niners have to do is just call up and say yes. Well, they weren't doing that with New England when they offered Kendrick Bourne the second. They were ready to pounce on that. So my thing is, how you said George Pickens injury away from kissing the season goodbye. I think that's the same with Nick Bosa. If Nick Bosa gets hurt, they got no other edge rushers. That Dre Greenlaw tore his ACL in
right.
The Super Bowl. Jerry Dulock said, oh yeah, there's no players involved in the trade. Why don't we send a Herbig or a DeMarvin Leal in a second and a third over there and just get this thing done? I don't understand.
The thing I heard about Herbig is that because he's so small relative to the position he plays and it's different defenses, we're a 3-4 and they're a 4-3. Brendan, I honestly don't think they know where he would fit there. I think that's the issue with him. because I thought he would be a good fit for them when this whole thing started back in like April. And that was the response that I got, that they just think he's more of a tweener. And like Leal had a good preseason game, but you're going to feel better about your chances if you're the 49ers. Nick Bosa goes down, we're okay because we got DeMarvin Leal behind him. I mean, that's... I would feel like the sky is falling if I were one. That's like the Steelers feeling good about Van Jefferson. At least Van Jefferson's kind of done it before. Unless they think that the Steelers have just done such a bad job of utilizing Leal. He's, you know, he's ready to flourish this year if he's just put in the right system in the right position. He'll get a lot of playing time tomorrow night. He will be a name to watch for that Steelers-Bills matchup. Mark Cabali going to chime in. He's going to be in with me starting at 3:45. Next, he is one of the great football follows on social media. Over 300,000, almost 400,000 followers with his sharp football analysis. Warren Sharp on the Steelers when we come back. First, a headline. Our guest right now is Warren Sharp at Sharp Football on X. Sharp Football Analysis, his 2024 NFL preview is out. And Warren is such a great follow on that app. So I've got to ask you about your Steelers outlook. You got to give me your take on the Steelers, Warren, in 2024. Where are you on this team?
The way that I'm viewing this team is, you know, their defense has been relatively steady. It's the offense that's really held them back, and the offense coordinators. And there's just so many people that are down on Arthur Smith because of what happened in Atlanta. And a lot of it was from the racket, from the fantasy community, because of like his usage of Bijan Robinson and things of that nature. I think you could use that to our advantage, though, because what I like is the fact that I think he was good in Tennessee just calling plays. And I think now that he has more weapons, I mean, look, you could say what you want about Russell Wilson not being great anymore, and you could say that Justin Fields never really was what some people thought that he was. He's a quarterback that still needs a lot of work himself. But I believe that both of those guys are better than Desmond Ridder, who was absolutely atrocious. And prior to that, Arthur Smith was working with Marcus Mariota down in Atlanta. So, I mean, his quarterbacks have been Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota. Obviously here he's got a little bit better quarterback play, but I think it's going to be the creativity that he brings to the table. You know, the Steelers last year used the number 7 highest rate of 11 personnel. Down in Atlanta, he used the lowest rate of 11 personnel. 17% of his plays were out of 11 personnel. They're going to use a lot more 2 tight end sets. They ran the number 1 highest rate of 2 tight end sets last season. That's going to come to Pittsburgh as well. I think it's going to be more creativity from the offensive play calling perspective. They have a really easy schedule, the number 2 easiest schedule of opposing run defenses this year. So you're going to get a lot of rushing out of Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris. I said Jaylen Warren first because I do think he provides a little bit more upside. And if you want to bet on the Steelers, I bet the Jaylen Warren rushing yards over 615.5, actually betted at FanDuel just yesterday. So I think Jaylen Warren has some upside on the ground this upcoming season because of that easy schedule. I think the Steelers are going to be in games. Now, the NFL, let's not sugarcoat it, screwed the Steelers, right, with the schedule. I mean, this is obnoxious, and I know why they did it. They did it because they want to have the storyline week in and week out, particularly on that Christmas game against the Kansas City Chiefs leading into that game and all pregame. And I believe the narrative is going to be, you know, you can come back and pull this tape when we get to Christmas, week 17. If the Steelers don't win these next 2 games, it'll be Mike Tomlin's first losing season. I believe that's going to be the way that that schedule is setting up for the Steelers. I believe they'll be hovering right around 500, and then they're going to be playing the Kansas City Chiefs in week 17 and the Cincinnati Bengals in week 18. They play all 6 of their division games from week 11 onward. They play the number 1 toughest schedule from week 11 onward by far because the AFC North is an absolute gauntlet. Plus they have the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles thrown in there. And it's going to be a ridiculous schedule late that I believe the Steelers are going to have to win this final couple games.
Warren, what kind of impact would Brandon Ayuk have on the Steelers?
Well, obviously massive because I think that there is a drop-off after wide receiver one and George Pickens. I don't know that they have a great plan in terms of like how they're integrating their other guys. We know that they drafted Roman Wilson, but he's been dinged up. Van Jefferson, like, okay, he's fine. He's not good. He's just fine. And I love what I think we're going to see, though, is a lot of these two tight end sets. So you can live without having a great wide receiver three. Your wide receiver two, he would obviously be right there. Now, I was reading quotes like the Steelers thought that Pickens is better than Ayuk. And I mean, we don't even need to get in that argument because I think it's a moot point. Like, it seems like Ayuk is going to be just fine out in San Francisco and Steelers are going to be living without him. But that would have been a ridiculous tandem there on the perimeter if you had Ayuk and Pickens and you were using a lot of two tight end sets. Then who cares about Van Jefferson or Roman Wilson or any of the other guys, because you're going to be operating out of a lot of two tight end sets and really having a lot of production. And their offensive line has improved, in my opinion, as well. Potentially, they'll be able to run the football a lot and then pass off of it. So I would be more excited for Pittsburgh. I know a lot of people are just like, bet the under, like, right away. And I'm not betting the over, let's put it that way. But situationally, week to week, I think the mood is down on the Pittsburgh Steelers this year from a national perspective, in part because of the schedule, in part because, just people see Arthur Smith there and people see Russell Wilson there. And it's just like negative, negative, negative from the national media and, you know, fantasy guys and everybody else who's looking at this team. I'm going to try to take the contrarian approach and maybe attack them on a week-to-week basis situationally throughout the course of the season, getting them at, you know, some nice numbers.
Warren, do you think that the quarterbacks there are better than what they had last year with Kenny Pickett?
I do. If you just look at what Kenny Pickett has done for them, I tweeted a stat yesterday. You know, Pickett led the offense to scoring more than 20 points. And the NFL average is, like, I want to say, like, between 22 and 23 points over the last several years. He's led the team to scoring more than 20 points just six times, I want to say, in like 24 starts that he has had. Six times in 24 starts. And yet somehow the Steelers still went 14-10 in those 24 starts thanks to the Mike Tomlin sorcery and the way that this team is able to win close games and come from behind late and maybe upset some teams that they shouldn't while losing to some teams that they should be beating. That's kind of a hallmark of his. And you look at what he's been doing up in Philadelphia. I mean, this guy doesn't even want to complete a pass down the field. I'm not sure what's going on there. It's not like he's playing with the backups, the third stringers. He's playing with, you know, Philly's resting their starters, obviously, but he's playing with the best players on that roster that are playing in these games. And, like, you watch his first half, and then you see the backup quarterback who comes in to replace him in the second half in terms of the QB3 there. And he's massively outplaying Kenny Pickett. So I think Kenny Pickett, there was a lot of reasons why they drafted him. The draft class wasn't great from a quarterback's perspective. They wanted to take a quarterback. He was really like what they had left. Plus, he was from Pittsburgh. But for obvious reasons, they decided to move on from him. And I think these quarterbacks offer absolutely higher ceilings than he did. He brought now. What's the floor? The floor for Russell Wilson could be disastrous if he refuses to look downfield, if he refuses to throw the football over the middle of the field. Like, there are some things that defense coordinators can do to put him in a corner, paint him into a corner, and he's not going to look very good. And Justin Fields, the problem with him is he takes far too many sacks, and sacks are absolute drive killers. And so we saw that when he got some action in the preseason. You cannot take sacks in the NFL. It's a skill to be able to get rid of the football before you take a sack. They are total drive killers. So there are a lot of warts with both of these guys, but I think that they offer much higher ceilings than what Kenny Pickett brought to the table.
Warren, where can people get your 2024 Sharp football preview? Where can they get it?
Go to sharp.football and enter the coupon code SHARP. And it'll drop the price all the way down to $5. This is a special. We're only running it for a short time just for you guys. I haven't advertised this anywhere else. We're going to take this off probably a couple days after this this radio show airs. And or you can go to Amazon if you want the printed book. I mean, it is 550 pages, right? It's a lot to get through. But if you want to get it, just try it. $5. If you want the printed book, go over to Amazon. You can grab it there.
Warren, thank you so much for coming on the show. We love you. Appreciate it so much, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Be back with more right after this.
Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let Channel 2 take care of that. Mark Cabali in studio with us on the other side. But first, I'm going to tell you guys about Weather Seal Home Services. Storms ripped through in the spring, and a lot of people were looking for work to be done on their home. Got told, can't do it now, don't have the workforce, don't have the materials, going to make you wait. And that ticked off a lot of folks in the Pittsburgh area. One company that didn't procrastinate, didn't make people, didn't leave people high and dry in the lurch, that's Weather Seal Home Services. They are the metal roof experts. Nearly indestructible, very affordable metal roofs through Weather Seal. Best part of it all, no payments for 2 years. You sign up and ask for a new roof with Weather Seal, you're not going to make a payment until late in August. So check them out now. Get a free estimate. They'll come over and they'll tell you what's up. You also get a 6-inch gutter upgrade. Love that with Weather Seal. 877-351-SEAL. That's 877-351-SEAL. Or go online to weathersealhomeservices.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.